Morning, happy new year, 11:16 now. We're going to do a little bit of time travel because it's been a while since we heard something, well, something like this.
The next service from Barnstaple Junction will be the 11:20 service to Great Torrington, calling at Frimmington, Instow, Biddeford and Great Torrington.
Yes, it is now nearly 60 years since the last timetabled train from Torrington to Barnstaple, though those with long memories may remember that freight services continued until the early 80s, and there was a final special passenger train on the 6th of November 1982, but even that is a long time ago now, more than 40 years. The track was lifted in 1985, and today, of course, its former route now forms part of the Tarka Trail for cyclists and pedestrians. And, of course, the Barnstaple to Biddeford line is just one of the many lines lost to Devon and Cornwall over the decades. Now, though, as we start 2025, there is a genuine and growing desire to bring some of them back. The Exeter to Oakhampton line is once again up and running. And the Helston Railway Preservation Society has a stated aim of relaying the track of the old Helston branch line. Colin Savage from the railway spoke to James Churchfield at breakfast this morning.
Well, the Helston Railway was formed just over 20 years ago now, and has actively been rebuilding part of the branch line for about the past 17 years now. We're pushing on towards Helston at the moment, and also a short extension back towards Nelsigollen to provide a new station at either end. That should give us about 3 miles of running line out of the 8.5 that used to be the whole branch line.
An incredible project. How easy has it been to achieve?
Yeah, it's not easy at all, especially funding-wise. We don't really get any grant aid. It's all donations or gifts or members' own money and our ticket sales, shop sales and that sort of thing that raises the money. But it's volunteer effort, really, that makes the whole thing work. And volunteer hours count in probably about 50, 60,000 a year.
That's Colin Savage from the Helston Railway Preservation Society. And what about that line in North Devon I mentioned then? Could we ever see through trains to Biddeford again? Well, Roger Blake is from the Northern Devon Railway Alliance. Morning, Roger. As we start a new year, I know you and I have spoken about this previously. How confident do you feel that this might happen?
We're slowly becoming more confident that this is a realistic proposition. And not as a heritage railway, but a restoring through mainline services from Biddeford via Barnstaple to Exeter. And there's a lot of voluntary work going in. More of the business case development work will need progressively large amounts of funding. But to start with, there's a lot of voluntary effort going into assembling the evidence to justify why this would be a good idea to pursue further.
Yes, and I think that's a key point to make, isn't it? While Helston are looking at creating a heritage railway line, you are talking about something becoming part of the national rail infrastructure. And I guess in that respect, the line that was reinstated from Oakhampton to Exeter, that's your poster boy.
Well, there's no doubt that the interest in Biddeford in particular was triggered by two things actually. Beginning of 21, where are we? 4 years ago, crikey. The announcement of government funding to commit to reopening Oakhampton, and also in Biddeford, they got their name and number plates back from the locomotive that was called Biddeford. And the mayor at the time turned round and said, "Well, basically, this is all fine and dandy, but what I really want for my town is a proper railway." Mm. So that's for the last 4 years pretty much what we've been working on. And while Oakhampton is undoubtedly a very close working example, there are other examples in the southwest, such as the Mid-Cornwall Metro, which is being built improved as we speak. In the first phase of that, with doubling train services between Parr and Newquay, is due to open this May. And of course, there's the long-standing aspiration to reconnect Tavistock to the mainline network via Beer Alston into Plymouth. So there's other local examples that give encouragement and also clues as to how to do it.
I guess you have to research this very carefully, because if you ask people in Bideford, would you like a railway line to be restored to Bideford? I suspect most people would probably say yes. How many of those people would actually use that railway line may be different.
Yes, there's no doubt that there's a lot of people that would wish to see it, even if they don't actually make much use of it. Mm. There is a perception that it would benefit the community by adding it to the map. It would, you know, challenge this idea of remoteness, marginalisation, peripherality. But of course, there's also a recognition that simply bolting on Bideford to Barnstaple is not a workable proposition. First of all, we have to focus our minds on seriously modernising the existing line between Exeter and Barnstaple, which has been, you know, on a kind of care and maintenance basis, with the greatest respect to the industry that have looked after it over the past 20, 30 years. But fundamentally, it is little different from how it was several decades ago.
It's not the fastest of routes, is it?
It's tediously slow. It's nothing like as reliable as everybody would wish it to be. Now, we have to build this thing up in layers. And the good news for 2025 is that Great Western Railway are very likely to add to their train fleet with trains which we may very well, by the end of this year, see running in and out of Barnstaple and Okehampton. They're not as old as the current trains, so, you know, there's clearly the hope that they will be more reliable, and through running a full service, we will have much less of the problems of cancellations and so forth. So that's one stepping point along the way in what has to be seen as a programme of improvements, step by step.
What sort of timescale could we be talking about here, Roger?
Well, when we look at other schemes that are happening, not just with the Mid-Cornwall Metro, where, as I say, they're on site now and first phase opening this May, and we look at other schemes, there's a lot of national publicity about the reopening of the Northumberland line up from Newcastle upon Tyne to Ashington. Back in June, there was a lot of interest and excitement about the reopening of a line in Scotland, reconnecting Leavenmouth. So there are comparable schemes in terms of order of magnitude and length of time that encourage us to believe that this is not some remote dream prospect. This is a realistic possibility that an awful lot of people will actually live to see.
Mm. I think it's a really, really exciting project. Potentially could bring, as you say, a lot of investment and perhaps some prosperity, some much needed prosperity to Bideford, which is that area of North Devon, Northwest Devon, and indeed Northeast Cornwall, not the most prosperous parts of the West Country.
Well, that's right. I mean, I almost defy anybody to find me a place which lost its railway and continued to prosper. Why was the previous government's Restoring Your Railway programme so popular? Because an awful lot of people saw the potential benefits of reconnecting their communities to just be on the map, part of a wider network, a feeling that you can actually get to places that previously you would have thought twice or even more about. And the modernisation of the existing line that we're talking about is not just reducing journey times. There's no doubt that the industry, Network Rail, Great Western Railway, you can see this reflected in the Exeter City Plan, want two trains an hour between Exeter and Barnstaple, and that will improve the connectivity of the whole wider Northern Devon catchment, including significant communities such as Ilfracombe, which lost their railway very soon after Bideford did, has clearly struggled since. They may not face the prospect of having a railway back, but if at least there is a more frequent and faster service available to and from Barnstaple, that at least is, you know, a pointer in the right direction.
Roger, good to speak to you. Thank you so much. Roger Blake from the Northern Devon Railway Alliance. And don't forget, incidentally, that in just under an hour, train horns will be sounded and whistles blown at stations across the country, which is all marking the 200th anniversary of the modern railway. And the Helston and the South Devon Railways, as we heard earlier on Breakfast with James, are amongst those taking part.